tilt your screen down and drop.
Tilt it closer to me or the other way?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, good. Yeah, I can. Okay. Eshekech, Rabbi Bain. Regards to your father. Okay. So we're holding here in the fourth perek in Ikrim, which is Begmul. The Schar. Now, it's fascinating in general that this is an Ikr. It's something, there's a Chassam Sefer that says, it's in your day, I think, the last true, if I'm not mistaken, that he doesn't understand why Gemul is an Ikr. He said, even if a person were not to get Schar, everything else would work. There's no reason in the world, in other words, Ikrim are things that Torah is... must have in order to be binding. So you must have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu must have made us. He must have communicated to us, given us a Torah, and so on and so forth. Gemul is really somewhere unclear as to why this fits into an Iker. It's true, but it, like I always say, it's also true that Moshe Rabbeinu's life was Sipora. It doesn't make it an Iker. But we'll see maybe soon. Try to understand it. Dalet Bigmul. Hine mina Adam nisyached mikol shar minim. Adam is nisyached from other minim. She nitna loy habechira. Vekoach lemaisav lehamsharam shachas zecharnu. So he's you have it or. It's on page Chavches. So he says, let's look at the way Ramchal writes it. People are unique. Humanity is unique that he has Bechira. V'koach lemaisav lehamshich hamshoches shezachaynu. And the ability to actually actualize. He can't create things, but he can be mamshich things. And because of that, there's something else that he has that no other min has. That he gets paid back. So the Ramchal is trying to explain something here. He's explaining that Gemul belongs to a certain nekuda, certain branch of how we describe Adam, bechira, koach lehamshich, umitzad ze nois beinyan shein shem shaminim v'shiyig melumayis amirik neged mida. I want to explain this, and this is it's a deep nekuda, but it's a whole new aura on understanding this the bechira and so on. We've said before, I assume, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do real Yesh Ma'ayin. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bayer Lamin. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create things where nothing was. Everything in the Bria is subject to Yesh Ma'ayin. So the wind blows a rack, the rack will go from point one to point two. It's the same energy that was in the Bria, the same rack that was in the Bria, and it's just a reshifting of the different points. So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu you have Chidush, and in the Bria itself you have Yesh Miyesh, and that's it. That Lemaisa is the same on a different level of saying something that has no Bechira. Bechira means, no Bechira means, let's take the side of the people who, scientists who claim people have no Bechira. What's the logic? The logic is, listen, the mind is a physical entity. It's a computer. It's a super-duper computer, but that's what it is. It has a very, very complex circuitry, let's call it, and maybe we can't figure it out. But one thing we can say is, if I knew every single point that went into it, and if I knew exactly how the circuits worked, I could tell you what the answer is. It's just like on a computer. If I know the information you're putting into the computer and I know the program, then I know the answer. It might take much longer, but tachlis, there is no surprises. So the in Adam Seichel Das Adam, if we would describe it as a deterministic type of apparatus where everything is predetermined, so all I would get from a person is Yesh Miyesh, there'd be no Bechira, and there could not be any accomplishment whatsoever. Because just like when my computer prints out an answer, all he did was he took electric current that's there, runs it through a circuit that's there, produces an answer that's there, and prints out paper that's there. There is no chiddush whatsoever. When I come along, Lamasha, two people are writing a Shtickel Torah. One person cheshbens ois the shittas as it says. So he goes through all the nitty gritty, but he works it through, and he puts it on a paper. I tell him, listen, you aren't mechadish anything. This is what it said. You clarified it, and you went through it, and you got a kinyan in it, and it's wonderful. There's no chiddush in it. There's nothing really more in what you're saying, and there's only one answer. Your answer is the only answer. That's all it could have said. That's a shtickel Torah that would be a cheshbon of the sugya as it is. When we say that a person is quote-unquote mechadish something, what we're saying is no way that anybody could have mechanically gotten to the same answer, and it's something new that really, really is a new ha'ara here. Now, the paradox is what I'm saying: a chiddush in the Gemara or in the Rambam or in Rashi. I assume that at least Rashi knew it, that at least the Rambam knew it, and at least the Gemara knew it. If I'm saying something they didn't have in mind, then that's not quite a good chiddush. But actually, yeah, it's a chiddush, meaning nobody else afterwards had thought of it, understood it that way. So the koyach of Bechira is really the koyach of chiddush in the Bria. Because what the dog is going to do, I can tell you today. I can map out what the dog's going to do for the rest of his life, basically. The variables are, you know, how many bones will he be tossed? But I can tell you, if he tosses X amount of bones, he's going to act this way. Very little surprises in animals. On people, there is no, and b'meila, it's semi-bria, so Adam is semi-abore olam. Has it reflect itself? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world yesh me'ayin, but there is an ongoing hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down into the world, the type of lashonis that you see, you know, to be mamshich, a new ha'ara. And they call one of the words to describe it is Brecha Hel Yona, as if there's a reservoir there, and I can be Mamshech Anu Ha'ara Lamata. They have the stories of the big Goyim who said a Chiddush, and then the next day they came out and a little kid was saying the same thing, and they had to say Das, and then they were told, you brought into the world, and for them it's already, that's why for them it's simple, because you are married to the world, mantra to the world, however you want to call it. But you see, it's true also, it's fascinating, and you could explain it psychologically, but if you look at the process, take a step back, Reb Chaim Brisker's Torah, when he said it, was something that people racked their brains to figure out. It was a stunning chiddush. It was like a new Pesach. Today, whatever it is, people, average Balei Kashrus, learn it and understand it and deal with it. And, you know, yes, and everybody can say we're not oimit, not yearned to his oimit, but Cholzai's people understand. I'm saying the Havdol of those was true with Einstein. When he said it, there were three guy in Ireland that knew it, it's a fourth Suffolk. Tachlis, it's high school physics, and it's explained in a way that people understand it. I mean, no one can actually, you know, sort of really understand it, because we have an experience like that. But we understand it. It's not so difficult. But it's once the person brought into the world, that's what it gets. So Adam is created b'tzelem Elokim in this nekuda. Bechira can now be understood as being part of that Tzelem Elokim, and be a shtickel yesh ma'ayin. That's the. I'll digress a minute, but it's something that's worth being very misbonin on. It's a dov. It's an oimek nifla. One of the questions posed in the mid century last century, mid, early a little bit, was the following paradox. When they started having computers, mechanical computers and so on, the shaila was put on the table, can they make a machine that can think like a human being? And it's still a question that people hack. And one of the answers, it's a variation of something Turing did or said. But let me put it in just different words, and you'll understand the mahalach. If I were to ask you, and once upon a time this question was like science fiction. Today it could be a really good question. If I program a computer to call you every morning and speak to you, to do an interactive robocall of sorts, and is there any way you can tell it's a computer or not? Is there a way that you have, you can always tell it's a computer? So once upon a time, that a computer should be able to speak to you with a human voice was unthinkable. And any voice was unthinkable. And today, it's reasonable. It's good, you know. So that's not, so that, Dal Mihochi, the voice. So you know that if you get a call that you won a cruise to the Bahamas, you know right away it's a computer. Nope. If somebody calls you to ask you for a donation, Suffolk, Iboilahu, someone invented a computer to do soliciting. You know that tonight's the great night of the Chveis Leil Chodesh Kislev. It's a big Indian and 600 Sadiqim will be davening for you for Shakut Shemazayas, for your Chanukah litmus. That it's Suffolk computer, Suffolk a person. But is there a way to have a conversation and know where is that? So the answer was as follows. It rests on a certain assumption, but it's an assumption that sits well with us, like this. A computer can only work by being programmed. A program means a clearly defined script. So, a very stupid computer calls you up every evening at 7 o'clock, at 8:30, and says, good evening, I hope you've been going well, let me remind you, you should be coming to Yeshiva to learn, and daven with a minyan. That's, so if the computer does every night, and says that's the same thing every night, you know it's a computer. So, a little more sophisticated, he varies it. Every week, every day of the week, has a different message. Also, no big chachma. He's interactive. So if I yell at him, shut up, stupid, and he always answers back to me, midas ha-savlanus v'akasha, you know also that it's a computer. But if I keep varying it, and I can keep making many variations, but one thing is going to happen. It will always follow a program. So if it does the same thing every night, I hop the program immediately. If it has a very simple variation of one night, this one, I hop it. I can make it complex, but at the end of the day, there's no way to program a computer to, quote-unquote, spontaneously pick a topic to talk about. The word spontaneous is not a word that translates at all into language, into language of logic, into anything in this world. There's nothing in this world spontaneous. And this, by the way, was something that was fascinating. The hardest thing that they could program a computer to do was, and it's still impossible, is to pick a number at random. There's no such command possible to pick a number at random. They do it in the following way. There's no such thing, there's no program, there's no way you can tell a computer to pick a number at random. What the computer does is, you give it a very complex formula, LaMashal, you count certain types of what's called white noise. You count, so you can tell a computer, count how many times a person has clicked today, divided by the amount of programs that have been looked up on the internet, and multiply it by this number, and you know, how many different people have sent emails, how many this and that. If I do it well, I can count on it being evenly distributed. And then so the quote-unquote random number is simply a very complex program that A, it cannot be cracked, B, produces all numbers with equal chance. That's the only computer program. Because the word random, which means not preordained, doesn't exist. No such thing exists in reality. Marshall, let's take a look at when they have these things for the when you spin a wheel, in a casino. It's not really random, because if I knew how strong of a spin and what angle I was coming, and the machine's natural resistance, and the ball's weight, this and that, physics tells me I should be able to figure it out. It's just so complex and so evenly distributed that for all practical purposes it's random. Us, Koyach HaBechira, so there are scientists that deny Koyach HaBechira. They say Koyach HaBechira is just basically the same, like just a model so complex that for all practical purposes. But we believe in Bechira, and believing in Bechira means that there's a Koyach in us that it's not that it doesn't exist in the world, that has no mitzias in Teva. It's above Teva, beyond Teva. It has no shaychas to Teva. I once said that the reason why the Rambam brings Bechira in Hilchos Tshuva is as follows. And the Rambam brings it in Hilchos Tshuva, and it's strange, of all the places. It's like if it's fundamentals of, you know, it's a Torah, then bring it beginning. If not, you know, yes, you need Bechira for Tshuva, you need Bechira for learning. Hilchos Talmud Torah could start also with Bechira, because you need Bechira to learn. So what's the why over there? So I think the reason is, if I see a person davens nicely, so I could say he has Bechira and he decided to daven. I say, listen, he's one of these people that likes doing what's nice and social, and everybody thinks it's wine and wonderful. I mean, that's his teva. I see a person as nimna from Averis. It's nature. He's scared, he's afraid, he's ashamed, he's been given a guilt complex, whatever it is. But let's say I see somebody who's a Bala Vera, and his netiyah was for doing Chil Shabbos Chas Hashalom, and now he breaks it. So it's clearly been mapped out that he has an atiyah to do his averis, and now the person is making a U-turn. That means that there's be'etzem two koyches in a person struggling, and he can be mad if one koyach of the others. The mitzvah that bechira is muchrach, mitzvah de'etzem mitzvah is a chestuva. There's no other, that's the mitzvah where a person's netiyah is one way, and Betzim, it's, he's changed and gone the other way. So Koyach HaBechira is the Koyach that Adam has to make a chiddush in the world, to be Kaviyachol Tzalom Olakim, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a deeper way, not just one that is, it's the freedom means that whatever he does is a Yesh Ma'ayin. That Yesh Me'ayin is reflected, or the Etzem Pu'ula of a mitzvah done through Bechira is a Hamshach of a new Ha'ara to the world. It brings something new to the world. So it's not like a Bria Mamish, but it's a new Hamshach in the world that didn't exist, similar to putting a pipe down and tapping a well or something. It was there, but the pipes brought it into my mitzias. And umitzad zeh noise be'inyan shem shem shaminim v'sheyigmul ma'ase mitzvah gemida. So the gemul according to this is the new reality that the person brought about with his ma'asim. Loshon Chazal, Mishnah Shabbos, Yechol B'Shabbos, and so on. It means that the person himself has prepared it, has done it. So it's not only mitzad that you can reward a person because he's good for doing it, so on and so forth. It means that the person himself has created a world. There's a Loshon in the Medrash, I think it's Vayetze or Vayishlach, that Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Boire Olamis, so too tzadikim are Boire Olamis. It's Adam as a Boire is reflected in this. Okay. And now the word mida keneged mida takes on a entirely different meaning. Mida keneged mida means what I did in tachtonim, so I'm building in elyonim. The mida keneged mida means as if, when I click by the computer, whatever happens inside is a one-to-one ratio. Mida k'neged mida. It's not simply a Kadosh Baruch is getting back at me. It means that this is my accomplishment. And I see it in the Herod when it's mida k'neged mida. When I see that there's that what the good that happens to me is is in exact correspondence to the good I've done, then I declare that it's my maisa. Okay, vagmula ze nechze halakim, and this gemul itself is divided into two halakim. Echad bolam haze, vechad bolam haba. So a person's maisim build a world both in olam haze and in olam haba. So both of them are at least possibilities. And I'll explain. Gemul olam haba hu. Shekefi ma'isav she'asav olam haze, kein tikav olay madrega betoiva amitis, she'advekus bo yizbarach. So he's very, very careful over here in how he phrases his words. The olam haba is a metzias, and the person shtolz zu to that metzias based on the madrega that he's built in himself. The madrega, being that all that's in Olam Haba is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the question is how much kesha do I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much shaychus do I have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makar of toiv, and being dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makar for me being able to be nene from the toiv. And the question is, what's the where do I shtal tzu? And I want to add this point as well. The Rambam, when he speaks about olam haba, zchan olam haba, the Rambam says that. Let me quote it. I'll take the Rambam. It's interestingly enough in the Rambam, the Inyev Olam Haba is also listed in Hilchos Teshuva. Here. So the Rambam says, Hatova tzfuna letzadikim, hichai olam haba. This told that tzfuna letzadikim is olam haba. Vehem, hachayim sheini moyam amavis, it's life that has no death. Vatoiva sheini mora, and it's the good that has no bad associated. Hu shekaze betor lemayitav lecha varach de yomim. Mipi hashmu olomdu lemayitav lecha loilom shekola toiv, varach de yomim loilom shekola oruch v'zolom haba. So, the Rambam reverses the pasuk. And when he defines the Teva Tzvun Tzadikim, he says, Chayim Sheni Moen Mavis, V'Teva Shemim Ra. So it's life that is eternal and good that has no bad with it. If we to ask ourselves, how would we put it? If I were to tell somebody, listen, Mazel Tov, you've just been elected for a lifetime position. You have tenure. So before I would jump at the offer, I would ever so softly ask, tenured what? And the person says, door catcher of Ocean County of New Jersey. I would be mevata on the COVID and the tainuk, and I would say I'd rather have a short-term non-tenured position something than to become tenured. What are you telling me that it's eternal when you're not telling me what it is? I always tell, I speak to Bachman, when we have a three-day yontiv, I say, we ask, and I said, a three-day yontif you can't handle. So imagine an eternal yontif. If you can't get the tam of sitting and learning and enjoying that and that and just a ruchnisig mode, then what are we hoping for? So why does the Rambam start with Chayim Shel Misa, and then he says Toiv Shein Mara? Logically, and the pasuk goes like that. Logically, we would start with Toiv Shein Mara and then Chayim Shel Misa. So if it's so fantastically good, then the question is how long does it last for? So the answer is, I think, that it's the description of Olam Haba is the Metzias Hamitis. First and foremost, anything that's temporary is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Metzias Hamitis, it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anything that's eternal is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Metzias HaBayis Baruch is that it's La'ol Mei Olamim. That's the Etzem Metzias. It's not just one of the qualities. That's the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is be'etzem means there's no beginning, no end to it, and therefore Olam Haba is a world where you're davar to Chai Olam. That's the etzem tar of it. The Gamu Yecholik the Sheikh Halakim, he says, be'olam aneshamis or be'olam atchia. So there are two phases in that, which he'll speak about later. V'yivah'od the funny misater shmaya. Gemul olam hazehu, gemul hazek shekifim ma'isiv yigazlov hatzlocha oitzoreis me'ezer min sheyia. So interesting the language that he picks over here. I mean, when he's telling us about the gemul in this world, he calls it hatzlocha or tzores. I would have, you know, one we would have been tempted to write Yisurim or Tanugim. He says Hatzlocha or Tzaris. The understanding, and the Rambam says the similar, that Bemis, anything that happens to us in this world is never good or bad because of its Etzem Metzias. Its Etzem Metzias is ephemeral. It comes, it goes. That's not it. The good and the bad in this world is how much does it steer you to move forward, and how much does it hinder you? Rambam says that we will misfollow for Maisa Mashiach and so on, not because we want to conquer, etc., but because we want to live in a world where we have no Hafros, Tavaris Hashem. That's what we want. So Hatzlocha or Tzaris really describes much better something that will help us versus something that will hinder us. A Tzaris is something that steers you from doing something. Hatzlocha means success. So if a person has the health he needs, the parnasa he needs, the encouragement, the environment, etc., so the person is able to do what he's supposed to do. If a person doesn't have it, then the person is hampered. But Tzara Shateida. Yes. Yes, he realizes the madrega that he's put, and that's and that determines how he's davik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can only be davik to something. The dveikus is what we're shayach to, and that determines his place of dveikus. Correct. At the word tikkava here, I think means it's a verb like to be kaveya. That's kaveya. What you make that determines, but determines not in the. It determines what madrega. V'tzar shateida sheika sacha bemes wa teva mitis yishkva tzedikim lasid lavoi. So the ikaschar is really the lasid lavoi. V'chein ha'oynes hayoyse otzum hu ibur atoyve legamri. So at the end of the day, in absolute terms, real schar is only shaykh there because it's only things that are shaykh that are nitzchias, that are emis, and schar and oynish is having that or not having that. It's very interesting the way Ramchal says, "V'cheina oynesh hayisa otzum hu ibur atoivu legamri." He doesn't say pain or suffering, which stems very much with the Rambam. Where the Rambam says that the punishment is chorus, and Ramban jumps on him and so on. At the end of the day, whatever Gehenim is also Gehenim is being cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moral speaks about it being a header and so on. At the end of the day, everything that exists in Schaz and Oynesh as well as in Mitzias is either having HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not having HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omnom. Yesh mitzvahs shekvi midas adina tzedekes roi shi gomlu boilam hava vegam boilam hazeh. So there are some mitzvahs that the midas hatzedek, the midas hadin itself, seems to obligate reward you in this world as well. Maral speaks about el dvarim shakerkas lamhaba, he explains there's something about the mitzvah that since the mitzvah enhances Olam Hazeh in some way, it's appropriate that he have a reward in Olam Hazeh. V'chein yesh averis shekif imidas adina tzodekas roi sha'ones leim b'olam hazeh b'olam haba. V'yesh mitzvah shadin noisen shigmu b'olam haba v'loi b'olam hazeh. V'averis shadin noisen shigmu b'olam haba v'loi b'olam hazeh. U'mitzvah shimah shigmu l'gam b'olam hazeh v'en shon b'olam klum b'olam haba. So Ramchal says you have a whole wide variety of qualities of mitzvahs vaveris that they have different inyanim that they should be that the schar should be here or there. He mentions here mitzvahs shadin ben shigomlu legamri b'olam hazeh v'nishma ben kol olam haba. Mitzvahs that the schar is meant to be 100% olam haba and olam hazeh and olam haba. I imagine what he means is, I don't think it's a type of mitzvah. I think what he means is something which, if a person does it shalol lishma totally, so that means person did it for covet, or he did it for money. Person did a mitzvah for money. So he did a mitzvah, it's not the kanta, but the level of lishma is, okay, you'll get it in this world. The Rishonim speak about Esav. How was it? You know, he got the bechira here. How is it just that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mishalom son of Alpanov and he gives his chayin this world? Isn't he cheating him of the real son in the other world? And basically, the teretz is that's the person's sense of things. The Rasha who doesn't have a shayches to Olam Haba, he's much happier to get Olam Hazeh. And that's the person. He's an Ol Hazik person. He has Betzel Shas Olam Haba. Vashefet Hatzadik Donas Kol B'Shtemus Boifer Shekol Yeh B'Yoyshe B'Li Avla Kol V'Iker. I'm going to talk about this line also because it's an important klal not only here in other places. And the Rambam says a similar thing appears in Mishnayos. When we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis, we are caught in a dilemma. One is, we have a chiyuv to try to understand as much as a person could. A person needs to understand his limitations, and the limitations of him being as a person, his own personal limitations, everything fine and good. But part of the dinei, part of the inyanim of understanding, of learning, is to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagis. That's what a lot of learning is about. So I have a chiyuv to be done and understand like Kadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagis. The Gemara gives us tons and tons and tons of insights in hanhagis. You know, eina cherub boilo because of this, eina zeh boilo because of this. If you do this, goyim lezeh. On and on and on. The Gemaras give us all sorts of insights. Now, on the other hand, we are baffled by things that we have no idea how to understand it, so many things just defy our understanding. So which is it? And worse than that, in my mind, is when people get up with a chumash and they start saying, "Oh, this came because of this, and 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 that. It's not very, very, very little of it is ever said with great chachma. And it starts with arrogance. I mean, you're saying that you can be omer on it. The pshat is we can know the klolim. There are many, many klolim. We can understand the klolim. If I can give a mashal in science, the laws of gravity are known. The laws of how two bodies act on each other when they both have gravities is doable. It's you can figure it out. It's not very, very difficult. Three or more bodies is almost impossible. So it doesn't mean we know nothing. The right way of saying it is, I know some klolim, and that's enlightening, and I have no idea how to explain the picture, and it's klolius. That's an honest statement. We would learn a lot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagos and drachim, and it's a mitzvah to learn these things. You know, each person can feed the erev that he's shayach to. That's part of Talmud Torah, understanding Dach Hashem HaNegosai. And they're true. If Chazal say for doing X, this punishment comes, if we're doing Y, this schar comes from, we need to understand sometimes Chazal meant something, a marshal, whatever it is, but at the end of the day, we understand those things. When we try to look at a real life situation, nobody should have the goal to be able to say, I can figure it out. I know many things about. And I know that everything is with mishpat, and everything is komaisav is mishpat, and there's no avol. That I also know to be true. And I can sometimes pick up a point here, a point there, thread here, thread there. But to go from that and to jump to understanding exactly what the answer is, it's not. Moshe Madavadayma, imagine somebody learned biology. Learned it well, but biology. And now he's in a hospital seeing how doctors treat patients. He can make some assumptions, he can have some insights, but he certainly is missing the information that will say to him why this patient particularly got this and this and this. He just knows what these different things are and how they affect the body and so on, and occasionally he can stab an occasional guess, but not more than that. We know that this is what he says. The bottom line is Hashayfet Atzadik Donas Hakol B'Shleimus BeOifer Shakol Nase BeYoshe BeYavu Kol Avika. That I know. That's a given. That's part of Munach Hashem Baruch Hu. How he brings it about befoal, certain points of it I can pick up on. Certain points of it, I need to say that's why I'm not God and God's not me. It's hubris for me to think that I can sit and second guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a physical way. Vehine, kemoy she'aguf ha'nefesh b'yachad oisim ha'maisim ben ha'toyim min ha'royim. So the maisa, our doing of things requires a concerted effort or an integrated effort of the guf and the neshama. So if we ask ourselves, who's the Adam that did it? It's the guf and neshama. Keina gmul tzor shigomlu yachad. The gmul has to be also, because if you're looking, if the etzim Adam is a guf and neshama, then it's true for l'mhava as well. Omnom bechet shom rishon nigzal amin anusha kulemisa. The Xeris Misa means that for everything, every chelik in a bria that is any part of bria has a guf, and it wants to move on to the next stage, the guf needs to have a tara. It needs to disintegrate. Va'inya explains it. Ki hine nishav beguf zuama. It says the body absorbed some poison, kilu, and the poison was the tainug of aveiros. That's what it says. Shef shagia tveksal b'yosu mezushuva boy, ve'ena yoitze mimena cheyom asyosh la'afroi. It was not menu. V'yoshev yivonah b'tayar b'zum haklal. V'os toshud loy Hashem v'yichyeh. V'yachtav yivor ha'chayim l'netzach. V'yohonah b'tev ha'mitis k'fi ha'maisa shosu b'chayim ha'rishonim. V'zayinat ha'samaisa fosu ha'yisrael. So this is going, this is the part, yeah, this will go to the Mason. Test here. V'omnom. Kolzman shaguf be'offer. Hoylech v'oybet surasa rishayna. When the guf being an offer, it loses its first surah. So again, the Ramchal is not telling us the obvious. He's explaining the mohus of this kapara. Since the guf did the problem, the guf needs a tikkun, and therefore, as the guf loses its first surah, it's going to be recast as a new guf and a metukun the guf. Haneshama menes koy menuchem zeicha vayne oilam neshames umasegeshem me'ein mashasgal zelova achatchia v'maisesh asvchayel. So both for the neshama and the guf, it is some sort of preparatory period for the world to come afterwards. Okay, any questions? Okay.
Once the neshama leaves the guf,
yeah.
So
what?
Once the neshama,
yeah.
Since there's no time in Olam Haba and Gan Eden, so does that mean that automatically it experiences Tchias HaMesim, which is later?
No time means that we don't have any asaga in that. there's no way in which I can't talk about that. I have no idea. I don't know. You know, it's the I you have to know which stop to get off. And no time is meaning I can't think of things without time. I know it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's about it. Okay, Beseda.
The first theory that you bring on in Parshas Lech Lecha.
Yeah. Yeah. The first what in Lech Lecha?
The first Kuzari. I think it's the second Shtickle.
Let me take a look, because I'm in the process of putting out a new one. I mean, it's the same. I don't think it's just the table of contents. And I would... In the beginning of which parasha? Bechir Anish Haskuli Avram. Yeah? Beis Yudalad, yeah?
I couldn't find it then. Maybe it is.
Okay, you know what? I can take a look at it here and see a simpler way. Okay. Let me see. Bechir Anshe. Okay. So I have it here at Yudalit. Second Maima Sheni Yudalit. That's I do have it here at the I have it on my DBS. I just found it on that spot. I'm not sure. Well, Omar Chavakotzer's not the Sorel says Zoyze Bavura. You don't have it in the regular Kuzari?
I'll look at it later.
Okay, I just now flicked on my DBS, and that's what it has it at. So it might be, I'll tell you what you might have. If you use the older translation, the old classic Kuzari, the wording might be different to some degree, simply because they had a very different, Hebrew. They had a translation that was a little more. The Ibn Tibur is more contorted. The newer ones, the Ibn Shmuel, the green one, Moshe Rav Kook. It's probably this is where it comes from, because it's a much more pleasant translation, and I assume that's where they got it from. So try that and see. But I just saw it now on Beis Yudal.
Question.
Sure.
The first stuff we bring there from the Rambam.
Yeah.
It says that Avraham Avinu ran away from Kipshon HaEish. Nimrod wanted to kill him, but not something like Nais.
Yeah.
Yatzal Lechora.
The Torah never says it was a nace when he ran away. Why is the Rambam saying it was a nace?
The nace was, he wasn't burnt. The you know, he was put in. I mean, Chazal say that he was, you know, he wasn't burnt, and his brother was burnt. So the Rambam in Hilchos, that Rambam, it's extraordinary Rambam. I'll tell you why. The Rambam's godless is in Mishnah Torah, he took Gemaras, wove them together in a way that it gives you a seamless halacha. In this first one, he took the Agadatas, he touched them up, he learned them up, and he put them together in a way that you don't even notice it. For instance, like, I'll give you an example, one small thing. Everybody knows that Avraham Avinu was 3 years old when he was first Makir Kadosh Baruch Hu, one way or another. What's three? What kind of age is three? The Rambam has a little bit of a different description. The Rambam says, Kivon shenigmal eson zeh, hischel eshoitet bedaitoi. You can hear it in his words. When he was able, kol zman he was mechuba to the ra, he couldn't become toiv. You can't be yoinik, you know, it's like a plant. If you put it in red water, the flower is going to be red. That's the way it goes. So the vert of 3 years old was, once he's nigmal, and listen to the words, hischel eshoitet bedaitoi, he began wandering. As long as he's tied with a leash, you're not wandering, you're not going anywhere, you're not doing anything. When he was nigmal, that's when he began to wander. So the Rambam was taking Chazal, he's learning it off, and then he's putting it into a seamless story. And Kahena, many, many Nekudas that he's taking out the information that he found in Chazal and expressing what they want us to know. So it's a remarkable limud, that Rambam. It's something where, and it's what he did in Halacha, but it's le'ein erech much more difficult to do in Agadata. Instead of taking just a lot of Medrash, he took out what's the Nekuda the Medrash is telling us, what's the Nekuda Chazal telling us, and how is that part of the story? The Medrash, there's much to be done. That's a very fascinating Rambam, and a lot to learn up over there.
A minute for another question?
Yes. Yeah.
So we want to transform. We want to make that our learning is like, as the Rambam says, the different levels of mitzvahs.
Right.
Mitzvahs that are this erech, and how can we make our erech of learning and seder like more and more erech? How can we make it that it's really, really roy to get a gemul in Ol Mavo and not just Ol Hazeh in a way that's like.
You know, listen, the process of Lishma, the Rambam says, is the long and hard process. And I think if a person, I have to believe that if a person does things good and right, and does as early as he can do it, he grows with it. There can't be a magical way around it. Nothing much more than the Bali Musa gave us, a person's Mesim Lev, a person works on weeding out things that are extraneous. If a person feels he has a problem with this or that or the other thing, he works it off. I you've got to matzasa. There's not much more than just doing it, Musa taught first and foremost a person recognize that everyone comes with imperfections. He needs to spot them. He needs to work on it. Working slowly is something that a person develop. I mean, Kosh Baruch gives 120 years. Obviously, it's something that needs 120 years to take care of. And that's how we do it. There's a vort v'alta nevadik. Not everybody that knows how to run knows how to walk. It basically, what it means is, you know, people can do things that are, you know, extraordinary actions, but not, they don't progress. They don't go slowly. They don't develop. If a person does what's right, a person sits and learns, and he works on his, you know, midas and extraneous stuff, works out. I think that's the Eitz of Torah. I miss it. Okay. Good. All right, good. And take care.